Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Fall River Show. And look who it is, Mr. Whitney. Nice to see you.
Thanks, Lily. I'm glad I could be here.
So tell me, Eli, what have you been racking your brains on?
Well, Lily, my cotton gin has been successful.
Very nice. But what in the world is a cotton gin?
Well, the cotton gin usually just separates the green seeds from the cotton plants.
Okay, but isn't it easy to pull the seeds from the cotton plant yourself?
Oh, no. It is very hard to pull those seeds off. They cling very tightly to the cotton.
Really? If that wasn't impressive, my name wouldn't be Molly.
Yes, it is. I'm very proud of my brilliant invention.
That's good, but what is made from cotton?
Why, the clothes you're wearing, of course, and lots of other things like tons of clothes, the stuff inside your pillow, your bed quilts, yo-yo strings, shoelaces, the stuff inside most stuffed animals, swimming towels, some coats, and much, much more.
Wow, I never knew that. But how does it work?
Well, my machine has metal teeth that go in a circular motion and stop the cotton seeds from going into a small hole where clean cotton comes out.
Interesting. How did this brilliant invention change the world?
Well, for one thing, there was a lot more cotton, so there were lots more clothes to sew, and for another, there were lots more products made from cotton being sold and bought. The cotton gin spread across the world quickly, especially the United States.
Nice. What inspired you to invent this brilliant cotton gin of yours?
Well, once I met a woman named Catherine Green. As I looked out to her humongous cotton field, I saw slaves picking the cotton and pulling the seeds out with all their might. Catherine Green said it takes her slaves about a day just to harvest 1 pound of cotton, all because of the seeds. So I thought I could invent a machine that would clean cotton faster than hand.
Cool. Where were you born?
I was born in Westbrook, Massachusetts.
Oh, I just love the plants and flowers there. When did you invent this cotton gin?
I invented the cotton gin in April 1793.
Fantastic. That's my sister's birthday.
And I got my first patent ever.
What's a patent?
A patent is a piece of paper that has the government's signature, and it tells that no one in the whole world can make your machine except for you and your company. But you have to show the government, if necessary, the president, how your machine works, if it works well, how it will be useful, and what it does. Then, if the government signs it, you can make it. Then, if anyone buys your machine, the money that they pay goes to you.
Super. I want a patent.
You have to invent something first.
Oh, yeah. When did you patent your cotton gin, Mr. Whitney?
You jump right into things. About a year after I invented the cotton gin, in 1794.
Wow, that's my birthday. What does cotton gin mean? And what inspired you to name it the cotton gin?
Well, my machine cleaned cotton, so I put cotton as the first word. And gin is another word for engine, so together it makes cotton engine. But I didn't name it exactly. The other people who tried to make the cotton gins that didn't work named them. So I decided to go with the name Cotton Gin.
Brilliant. Did you get rich?
No, someone stole my model out of my workshop before I could patent it. And then people started making machines of their own. And then my invention caused a problem for slavery because it made a lot more of demand for tons more cotton to be planted and harvested.
Oh, that's terrible, especially for those slaves.
Yes, but I will never patent any of my other inventions I work on.
Well, that's too bad. But good luck, Eli. Thanks for coming. Have a good evening.
Have a good evening, Lily. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Eli. And thanks again for coming to the Fall River Show.